Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Agriculture Undersecretary Bill Northey says he's hoping the ethanol market continues to grow for the corn farmers in Kentucky and across the Corn Belt. Undersecretary Northey, who joined the USDA in March, was a special guest to 1st District Congressman James Comer Wednesday, August 15th. After a meeting with the Commonwealth Agri-Energy Board of Directors, Secretary Northey said the future of ethanol is bright.
It's an amazing story, and certainly we're obviously very aware of it in Iowa as well. We have many plants in Iowa. It's a huge part of agriculture in general, certainly the grain side and corn. Crushed nationally about 5 billion bushels of a 15 billion bushel corn crop.
Northey says the growth will come from increasing the amount of ethanol that's blended with gasoline.
Looking at higher blends of ethanol, we now blend about 10% of all the gasoline in the country is ethanol. So there's 15 billion gallons of fuel that at one time was all gasoline. Now blending it with ethanol actually makes it cleaner and cheaper.
He adds the impact of ethanol is evident in Kentucky and other states.
We talk about the co-op here. A third of the corn coming through this co-op is going to the ethanol plant. That's a big impact, impact on price, an impact on jobs, and that is an impact that's happening across 100 plants, over 100 plants across the country.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent. It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
When asked about the willingness of the EPA to allow some of the changes that were promised by former Administrator Scott Pruitt, Northey said Acting Administrator Andrew Wheeler seemed favorable.
He has indicated an openness and an interest, and certainly Administrator Pruitt did as well, in addressing those policy changes. And some other policy pieces have made the ethanol industry nervous.
The Undersecretary said a favorable ruling from the EPA for ethanol will be a positive sign for farmers.
We've had conversations with producers about how important those policies are to get right for agriculture, especially in this time where we have economic pressures and trade uncertainty, those kinds of things as well.
During a stop in Christian County, Undersecretary Northey met with several farmers and got a firsthand look at an industrial hemp crop. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.